こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 13. Where's the party in Japan? Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Welcome back to our Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to ask if someone or something is okay.
Yes, using 大丈夫ですか?
大丈夫ですか? Are you okay? Is it okay? We saw how this phrase took on a lot of different meanings.
Right.And in this lesson, you learn how to ask where something is.
One of the most important things you can learn in any language. Once you know this, you'll be able to ask, where's the bathroom? Where's the train station? Even just, where's the trash can? You'll be able to locate anything.
Yes, it's really useful.
Definitely. Okay, what's our setting this time?
Kaori, Masato, and Taylor have just finished eating dinner.
Listen closely to the question that Masato asks.And with that, on to the conversation.
ごちそうさまでした。
あの、すみません。トイレはどこですか?
トイレはあそこです。
あそこ?どうも。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
ごちそうさまでした。
あの、すみません。トイレはどこですか?
トイレはあそこです。
あそこ?どうも。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
ごちそうさまでした。
Thank you for the meal.
あの、すみません。トイレはどこですか?
Excuse me. Where's the bathroom?
トイレはあそこです。
The bathroom is over there.
あそこ?どうも。
Over there? Thanks. Okay, so they have finished eating dinner. Naomi, how do we know that they have just finished?
Good question. We know because of the phrase they said.
ごちそうさまでした。
And that will be our first phrase. Can we hear it again?
ごちそうさまでした。
ごちそうさまでした。
Right. Remember how we heard the phrase いただきます two lessons ago?
Yes. They all said いただきます before they were about to eat. It's a custom to say this before eating to show thanks for the food.
Right. And ごちそうさまでした。Is the matching phrase you say after you finish eating your meal.
It's another way to show thanks. It's basically just like saying, thank you for the meal.
Exactly. So, it would be good to remember this phrase as a pair.
Before eating, you say,
いただきます。
And after eating,
ごちそうさまでした。
So that's how we know they finished eating. After that, Masato asked where the bathroom was.Maybe the food didn't sit well with him, or maybe he ate too fast. Anyway, what is the word for bathroom or restroom?
トイレ。
トイレ。Now, as you may be able to guess, this word comes from the word toilet in English.
But you don't usually ask for the toilet in English, do you?
Well, it depends on where you're from, actually. In some English-speaking countries, it's perfectly fine to ask for the toilet. Although in the US, we would normally ask for the bathroom or restroom.But in Japanese, the actual word toilet is used, so you're literally just asking, where's the toilet?
We'll learn how to ask this question later on in the lesson.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where something is in Japanese, such as, where's the bathroom? Where's the garbage can? Etc.
Like you said in the beginning of the lesson, this is a very important thing to know.
Definitely. I mean, naturally, when you travel to another country, you'll want to know how to ask where things are.But not only that, even just for asking others about everyday items, it's very useful. Okay, Naomi, can we hear our sentence pattern for asking where something is?
Sure. A はどこですか? So if you want to ask, where's the restroom? You'd say, トイレはどこですか?
So, did you notice that we're still working with the original A は B です? A is B pattern here? Just replace A with the item or place that you're looking for, and replace B with the question word どこ, meaning where. Naomi, can we hear the sentence again?
トイレはどこですか?
トイレはどこですか? One more time slowly.
トイレはどこですか?
And again at natural speed.
トイレはどこですか?
And this is exactly the phrase that Masato used in the conversation, isn't it?
Right. He said, あの、すみません。トイレはどこですか?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom? Listeners, repeat after Naomi and ask where the bathroom is.
トイレはどこですか?
Great. Now in place of トイレ, we can put any word we want. Let's toss some other words in there for fun.
How about tissue?
Ah, good one. The weather is getting colder, and if you catch a cold, you'll want to ask for this.
Tissue is tissue in Japanese.
So, where's the tissue would be?
Tissue はどこですか?
Tissue はどこですか? Where's the tissue? Okay, so now you want to throw away the tissue you used. What's trash can in Japanese?
ゴミ箱.
ゴミ箱. So, where's the trash can would be? Ah, no, wait. Let's ask the listeners.
Listeners, please ask, where's the trash can? Again, trash can is ゴミ箱.
Okay, if you said,
ゴミ箱はどこですか?
Then I think you've got it down. We have a lot more examples of words you can use in this pattern in the lesson notes, so please make sure to read those.
Okay, so up until now, we have learned two question words. 何? Meaning what, as in これは何ですか?
What is this?
And どこ, meaning where, which we just learned in this lesson, as in トイレはどこですか?
Where's the bathroom? Now, if you notice, the question words are both in the same location in the sentence, where B goes in our A は B です structure. We can put other question words in place of these two and make all sorts of questions.
Yes. We put a chart of question words in the PDF.
Be sure to read the PDF and find out how to say when and how in Japanese. Okay, so let's practice one last time before we have to go. Naomi, can you give us a situation to practice with?
Okay, how about you're traveling in Japan and want to go to a restroom? Please ask me where it is.
Okay, sounds good. Listeners, ask Naomi where the restroom is. Okay, if you said,
トイレはどこですか?
Then you'll have no trouble finding that restroom.
And here's a little tip. If you are asking someone you don't know, you can start by saying, excuse me.
Ah, our listeners should remember how to say this. すみません.
Yes, so you could ask, すみません、トイレはどこですか?
すみません、トイレはどこですか?
はい。
That would be a perfect sentence to use.Okay, everyone, how'd it go? Thanks for joining us for this lesson.
Make sure to join us next time, too.
See you then.
じゃあまた。
ごちそうさまでした。
あの、すみません。トイレはどこですか?
トイレはあそこです。
あそこ?どうも。